Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we're doing something a little bit different today. I'm very excited. We are doing a live show all about my book that I've been writing for almost 2 years that is going to be published on September 1st, hopefully. Scheduled. I've been using the word scheduled to be published. And I have my wonderful, amazing, fun friend, Kathy Brigett, with me. Thank you for being here with me today.
Hi, Nicole. I'm so excited to talk about your new book. This is going to be fun.
I know. You are a fun person. You're a great person to have as a little sidekick. You're my Ed McMahon.
Yes.
So I brought you here so that you could help me ask some, you know, real legitimate questions. And we did promote the show, and I just did a Facebook Live thing saying that people can call in, and the phone number to call in, I think we're just going to try to take one or two per segment, but the phone number is 781-837-4900 if anybody does want to call in and ask me a question. So yes, and I want to mention before we kick it off with the first question, the reason I picked that song, Good Times, by Chic. Is it Chic or Chic?
I think it's Chic.
Chic, right?
I think.
Like shabby chic, kind of a chic. I picked that song because that's the song that I danced to in the Dancing with the Dignitaries back in, I believe it was October 2017, that I won the competition.
Nice.
So it was a local competition. It was all to support suicide awareness and suicide prevention through the Plymouth Area Coalition for Suicide Prevention. I recently, since then, came out on air and in print that I am a survivor, and I'm very happy to be here, and it's not a deep, dark subject for me. Like, I can talk about it, and I do share some of that in the book too.
Yeah.
So to support other people that may have anxiety or depression or any kind of, you know, mental health challenge. Mental health is so important.
It is. And we need to make it, you know, really more prevalent for people to talk about it.
Yeah, we can talk about cancer, but some reason people, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, I guess. People don't want to talk about suicide or prevention or any of it. Feels like I talk about that in the book. Feels like a little bit of a heavy burden. So what is going to be your first question?
I'm so excited about this. So my very first question is, what made you want to write this book?
Okay. So many people know my history, but just for the new listeners, I was a stay-at-home mom for 10 years. I've been at the radio station since 2013. So I've been 6 years here. Previous to that, I was an entrepreneur making photo gifts in my basement, which, you know, the radio is a lot more fun and it's more, you know, suitable to my personality. So I have four kids. I've been on this journey of life for quite a few years, and I have dieted quite a bit, just along with everyone else that has a baby or wants to shed some pounds, whether you have a baby or not, or if you've ever had children or not. You know, I've always, you know, tried to, you know, shrink back down and get to a healthier size. And through menopause, I have gained quite a bit of weight. Yes. Over the years.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, and actually I blame menopause, which is sort of you know, it's I have only me to blame, even though those are things.
I'm like, no, it's not your fault. It's somebody else's fault.
But really, through menopause, through writing the books, which there's a Freudian slip. I'm probably going to write more than one because I feel like I'm going to, you know, I'm an author now. There's no going back. Right. You know, one day I sat down, this was back in October of 2017 when the book first started to come together. I sat down and I was so depressed because I had quit yet another diet. And that diet lasted, I think, 3 days, maybe five. And I get to that point where I don't feel better. Nothing's really changing. Sometimes I have lost weight, but then I've packed it all back on and then plus some.
Which is what all these crazy diets are. Like, you lose it for the small amount of time and then it just comes right back
because
again.
It's not changing your lifestyle,
right?
And so I sat down, I went and did, you know, we're entrepreneurs, busy lifestyles, right. And I quit the diet and I had a blueberry muffin for breakfast or lunch and then a chocolate chip for dinner or whatever it was. I had these two giant muffins for the day. These muffin meals is what I call them, and they weren't the healthy kind. They were the big really,
sugary,
with those big fat sugar crystals.
Sugar.
Oh, they're sparkly. It's almost like bling, right. Like a bling muffin, right? So, right? And I let, you know, the light, it's so beautiful, you know? I just go to the light. And so I ate the muffin meals and I sat down and I said to my husband, you know, I really don't feel any fatter the next day.
So it must not be bad.
No, but I don't want to eat like crap every day either. And I said, you know what? I need to create my own diet. And I said, but the word diet is a negative word, but we can't remove it. Right. Like it's in our vocabulary. There's no eliminating it.
There's no other word for
it. Just like there was no way to not put the word ain't into the dictionary.
Right.
Because it just became a word.
Right.
I remember that when I was in grammar school. And so there's no really way to eliminate the word diet. So I said to my husband, I'm going to balance it out with a positive word, love. And I'm going to go on a love diet.
Nice.
And he looked at, I said, that's it. I'm going on a love diet. And he said, oh my God, genius, Nicole, pure genius. And he doesn't even remember that conversation.
He doesn't?
No. And I put it in the book, like, because the whole book is me journaling.
Right.
And frankly, I'm guinea pigging myself.
That's what happens.
Well, now that I look back, in hindsight, I have been guinea pigging myself, being a guinea pig through this whole process. I'm my own experiment.
Right.
And that's what I've been doing to discover and just, I basically, even when I felt like giving up, I just kept moving forward. You know, when you feel like giving up on a diet and then you just break it. Well, on my own love diet, I did break it, but then I went back on it again to continue to discover what's going on with me. How do I change my mindset? Everything started with those muffin meals,
right.
Those beautiful bling muffin meals.
The bling muffins.
But then after that, it started with wellness doctor visits.
And going to
the doctor's office, and the very first doctor's visit, I discovered I had high blood pressure.
Really?
Yes. Mm. And then, so I'd never had it before. Four pregnancies, never had preeclampsia, never had high blood pressure, never had anything like that. And I discovered I had, so my little perfect record of perfect blood pressure was shot.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, I had high blood. I never thought I'd have high anything.
No.
Let alone high blood pressure. Oh. I've never been on medication.
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, because there is a call, and I talk about that in the book too, about there's a need for medication. When we need it, we need to use it.
Right.
But I didn't want to put medication into my body at the first sign of high blood pressure, because I thought that would be a Band-Aid. So this was the first sign.
Right.
And I thought, let me change my diet. I'm on the love diet anyway. I'm like already doing it.
Was the doctor okay with that? Like, oh yeah, okay.
They didn't think, because I'd never had high blood pressure before.
Oh, okay.
And when I was there that day, I was really giddy and excited because I was writing the book. So I thought for sure their numbers were all wrong.
Right, right.
I thought it was all wrong. Of course it was wrong. I basically, I've never had high blood pressure and I was just in a wicked good mood.
Right.
And so it just must have been that, right? And it really wasn't. Uh-huh. It was a sign. My body was giving me a sign over many years of different signs that I had been ignoring and blaming menopause during all of those years.
Ah,
yeah. Okay. All right. So what, I know I'm giving really long answers, but what do you want to ask me next? Because then I think we have to go to break.
Okay. So my next question is, the titles of the chapters are amazing. And so I just want to know how you came up with all the different titles and for each chapter.
Well, you know, they all came as I was writing the book.
Okay.
And just like when I blog first and then grab that golden nugget that I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like a really great title.
Right.
It's funny because the entire book, that's how the chapter titles came about. And they all came organically and I haven't changed any yet.
Oh, good.
Like I haven't had the need to change them. And the title of the book came first before the book. So it was kind of interesting how that happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the title, and I want to say that chapter eight is titled Too Little Too Late.
Now, where did that come from?
Well, I don't remember exactly unless I read the chapter.
But
now that I'm mentioning it, chapter eight is where I discovered the actual concept of the entire diet. And then chapter 14 is where the weight started to come off. So it took a while. So I want to talk about that when we come back.
So my other question is, how do you separate the chapters? Because you go a couple of days in chapter one, there's a whole bunch of days.
Yes.
And then I'm guessing chapter two is, because I only got to see chapter one.
Chapter one is free on the website, which people can go get.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have to go to break. So I'm going to bring that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to answer that when we come back about whatever that was that you just asked me, because I completely forgot.
Okay.
All right. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled, I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept of how I created my own diet through writing the book. Each reader is on a journey with me through my 365-day journal of confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment, which has ultimately helped me gain control over my own health by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. I Am on a Love Diet is scheduled to be published by September 1st, and you can be one of the first ones to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at Chapter 1 today. Visit PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. This is a special show today, and we are taking call-ins to anyone that wants to ask me questions about the book. The phone number is 781-837-4900. And just before we went to break, you had asked me about how long the chapters are and how did I figure that out.
Yeah, so what made you end a chapter and go to the next one?
So I kind of started to notice, because really it's a journey of 365 days. So the title of the book is I'm on a love diet for 365 days. I'm just going to feed myself love and just figure out what all that looks like, you know, later.
Right.
And as I started writing it and journaling each day, I noticed that there was, you know, I was taking you on a roller coaster ride and you were going up that top of the hill and then you came down. And then before going up the next hill, I noticed there was like a little lull in between. And not a lull, but, you know, a place of calm.
Yes.
Where I settle down and, you know, it's all this funny insight or whatever it is. And then we settle it down. And I thought, ah, that's where I'm going to break the chapter into the next chapter. So it's really quite an interesting process. I can't wait to write another book that's completely different from this, because this is a 2-year project.
Wow.
So it was a 1-year project to journal everything. And this is journaling my emotions, my feelings. I disclose my weight throughout the entire book.
Yeah.
And then I go to the doctor and she's like, oh, I had no idea. I would have guessed you were this. And I thought, darn it, maybe I shouldn't have put my weight in there. But because she like guessed me like 40 pounds less than I was.
And, oh, really?
And I was like, oh, no. And I'm like, no, I never lie about my age unless I lied higher.
Right.
Yes, I'm 60. Don't I look great?
Don't I look awesome? Really?
So so that's kind of how the chapters have come into place. And they all really just organically, everything has just happened the way it's happened. I didn't force anything. I just, every time I saw an idea, I would sort of make it work.
Make it work.
So what do you want to ask me again?
So you're really funny. You're a very funny woman.
And you think the book is funny.
I do. I was laughing about it. I was sharing it with a friend and we were both laughing. And it's so funny because all of us have this chatter in our head.
Mm.
And I really think all of us could be comedians with the silly.
Yes.
The silliness that goes on in our head.
I think you're right on that.
But it's amazing how you can put it all. Like, I loved just knowing that it, because I know you.
Yeah.
It makes it so much funnier for me because I can just see the little chatter go, the chatter going on in your head.
I love that you think it's funny because I think it's hilarious. And I reread some of the stuff and I laugh out loud by myself. And it's so refreshing to know that it is actually funny.
It is. It's funny.
So,
It's funny. But what made you want to really share those emotions and those experiences in the book?
Well, I feel like that's what I do for a living anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what I do for a living here is share emotions and theories and concepts. So of course I would carry that into the book because I'm kind of me at our meetings.
Yes.
I'm me here and I'm me in the book. And I just take myself and sort of the same version of me and sort of do it in a different way.
Right.
So.
Well, I have to say that your me is very genuine.
Oh, well, thank you. Like, I want it to be relatable.
Yes. Well, no, it's not even relatable. It's genuine. So you in our women's group and you here on the radio and you in the book is all genuinely you.
Mm. Well, thank you. And I want the book, you know, what I really want people to feel when they're about to read it and they're holding it. I can't wait to hold, I call it my book baby, my first book baby. I can't wait to hold my book baby in my hand. But I really want people to know that it's achievable. Because I'm still on the road. So I'm officially down 25 pounds.
Wow, great.
And it took, ask me how long it took to get here.
How long did it take? ask me how long.
Well, it took me 9 months to change the mindset and to keep plugging along, maybe 10 months, 9 to 10 months. It was almost like having a baby, right?
Right.
Like gestational period.
Yeah.
And to really have the concept and change the mindset to what do I really want? Everyone else is eating pizza. Do I want to eat the pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is having cake. Like, but what do I really want? And what's it going to take to change the mindset? Is it going to take, you know, a physical scare from a doctor?
Right.
You know, which I've had a few and I share the different scares of the high blood pressure and the cholesterol that I'm still working on.
Right.
So a year and a half later, you know, I'm still working on those things, but I talk about the thyroid issue that I went through and a lot of different things. And so it took 9 to 10 months to even just continue to have that new mindset. And then the weight started coming off. So I've only lost 25 pounds in the last 9 months or so.
You don't say only, because that's a...
Well, because it is quite a bit.
Yes.
It is quite, but I still have a ways to go.
But you're moving in the right direction.
I am.
Right?
I am.
Right.
So, and it's a great tool for other people to use if they are struggling. Anyway, so, all right, what else do you want? Because I'll just go on and on and on. And we got to go to break again soon.
Okay. Let me see. You talk about BMI.
Yes.
In body mass.
Index.
Index. What, like... Talk more on that.
So, first of all, I just want to disclose that I know nothing about BMI.
Okay.
I really almost know nothing. And throughout the book, it's very educational. So when I do do a search, mm-hmm. I put the link into the book.
Oh, good.
So people can follow along with me and see the different things that I am searching. I don't know a lot about BMI, okay? And then when my husband actually brought that up to me, he had read an article on The Biggest Loser and how the people that were in The Biggest Loser, there were a man, maybe two men, or maybe there was a woman. Anyway, there were some people in The Biggest Loser that had lost a ton of weight, right?
Yes.
And then after the show was over, they continued to follow all of the right steps.
Right.
But they were gaining and they weren't losing anymore. Like something was happening to their, and it's the resting metabolic rate is what's going on. And so what I want to share about that is the body is an amazing thing.
Right.
But we can really screw it up if we don't pay attention. And when you do the yo-yo dieting, you are screwing up your metabolic basal metabolic rate or whatever it is. There's BMI and then there's a different, anyway, I put it in the book. The link is there.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a doctor. Like I'm not, and the book itself, I don't want people doing my diet.
Right.
Because I disclose
everybody has
diet.
Their own.
I disclose the diet in the book. I show and how the diet becomes something from nothing, from the number one thing, feed myself love, to the end of the book where there's like 20 things on the list. And so I show the process of how I slowly incorporate one thing at a time so that it's achievable and doable. Because you can't suddenly just say no more pizza, no more ice cream.
Yeah, it's too hard to do that.
It just doesn't work.
Right.
Because
especially if you really like those things.
Well, and like I'm not even usually an ice cream eater, and I've been eating some ice cream lately, and I'm still losing weight. All right, we got to go to break. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Do you own a home, are age 62 or older, and looking to increase your retirement income? Patty Scappa works tirelessly educating professionals and homeowners on the advantages of reverse lending options. Patty Scappa recently joined Cross Country Mortgage, focusing solely on home equity conversion mortgages, also known as HECM. Find out if a HECM is right for you at PattyHECM.com. That's Patty with an I, HECM.com. Cross Country Mortgage, Inc. is a licensed mortgage broker in Massachusetts, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS numbers 22026 and 3029.
One, two, three. Train. With a water running, we gotta swim to where the lamb is tied.
are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I don't know if we're going to have any callers call in on my first time ever call in show.
That's okay. I have enough questions.
All right. So what do you want to ask me?
Okay. My next question is, how did it translate in your life and relationships, you know, including your husband and your kids, when you were going through this whole thing? Like, how do they feel about this?
Well, I could guess that they're okay with it.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it was not easy. Like, because, you know, I did go gluten-free a year and a half ago. And, you know, at one point through the book, or more than one point, I gave up pizza. So we're out in a restaurant, everyone's ordering pizza, and I'm not going to eat it. So
I'd have to. There's gluten-free pizza, you know.
I know. But
through the book,
I discovered I have somewhat an obsessive compulsive disorder around pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think a lot of Americans do.
Yes.
So It is, and I love it, but it's not serving me anymore. Yeah. But back to the answer, I think that, you know, they want me to be healthy,
right,
is the bottom line. And they want me to be happy. And so they want to support me. So, and they're okay with it. And frankly, they drink my protein shakes when I really don't want them to. So they're, you know, they want to eat my, you know, coconut ice cream sandwiches and, yeah, you know, some of the different things that I buy now. Coconut milk,
yes,
right? You know,
yes,
the little, yeah, there's, yes, it's called So Delicious.
Yes. It's so
and
delicious.
It is. And so they're okay with it. And frankly, you know, I'm the one who cooks most of the time. So I serve the meals that I can eat.
Good.
And then if they want to roll with butter, knock yourself out.
Right. So go out for pizza without you.
No, I just order something else.
Yeah.
And
that was one of my big things too. Is it like, are they eating what you're eating?
No.
No.
Yeah. I talk about in the book how I have a cake stand on my counter, and you can't see through it. It's not glass. It's ceramic.
Oh, really?
And I hide their treats under, because out of sight is
right,
out of my mind.
Yeah.
Out of my mind.
Right.
Out of my sight is out of my mind. And so, you know, they do bring home stuff. You know, they bring home brownies and devour them in front of me. And I'm okay with it because I'm okay with it now.
Right.
Because of the journey I've been on. I am to the point a year and a half later that I don't want to eat it. For me, I look at it and I see the poison. You don't see the poison at the beginning. You know, I didn't see the muffins, the bullying muffins, as poison to my body. I didn't see that. And so, you know, I saw it as a treat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that removing it was depriving myself. And really, now I see removing it as love. And as it's not a punishment.
Right.
You know,
well,
it's
I think a lot of times, you know, you eat something and then after you eat it, you're like, oh, that I just don't feel good. Why did I eat that?
Mm.
But it tasted so good. While you were
so it was,
that.
You know, it made you feel good for a minute. And it's important for me. It was really important to figure out, why did I feel good when I ate it, and why am I giving that freaking piece of pizza so much power?
Right.
Right. Right? Why is it having so much power over me?
Yeah.
You know, I need to claim my own power back. But anyway. Yeah. All right. So give me another question.
So speak more about the journey. So in the first chapter, It's really a roller coaster of you, like, you know.
The whole book is a roller coaster.
Yes, well, I could only read one chapter.
You can get the first chapter for free. You can go to powerfulwomenrevealed.com, and you can go, I think, contact us section and chapter one.
Right.
So you can get the first chapter for free. The whole book really is a bit of a roller coaster.
Right.
Because it's a ride.
Right. Well, speak more about that. Tell me more about that journey. So the first chapter is this, and then it goes down and comes up. And then, like, at what point do you think, you said it took 9 months, but it's 365 days. So when
it's 18 chapters.
18
so it's
chapters.
17 chapters is the 365 days, and the 18th chapter is the summary.
Oh.
Yeah.
But when, so talk about when you actually really started feeling like you were losing weight and you were on the right
road. There are moments through chapter 5, 6, 7, 8 that I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
is this worth it? What am I doing? And I just kept plugging along because I'm like, oh my God, the intention is to love myself more and to figure this out and stop looking on the internet for solutions.
Right.
And
quick
just
solution.
Bring it back here. And then, you know, go to the internet to search how many calories in this or how much fat in that or how, you know, go there to you know, sort of support decisions that I make. But the journey itself is kind of amazing. In the beginning, I'm like, how am I going to write this whole thing? And then towards the end, I'm like, there's so much material
right
around food. There's so much material to talk about and to share my emotions about. And I discovered quite a few things. So part of that journey, I've discovered that I eat emotionally. A lot of people eat emotionally. I discovered I have an eating disorder.
Really?
Yes, I do. And
which
it's not
one?
Anorexia and it's not bulimia.
Which one is
it? It's the binging one.
Ah.
Yeah, emotionally binging when you're feeling bad and you just want to binge. So I didn't really know that that was a disorder until I used the internet just as a search to follow suit my, you know, my discovery. I discovered quite a few things. And I share all of my emotions in a very light and consumable way.
Yes.
So
it's
everything.
Funny. Yes.
It's
easy to read.
It'll make you laugh, but it will make you cry.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Right.
To have a little heart feeling of emotion when you're reading the book as you discover what I'm going through. In the beginning, I really thought, oh my God, it's going to be a book of complaints. Is this whole thing just going to be a book of complaining?
Why can't I have pizza?
Yeah, like right. Why can't I eat this? And really,
muffin.
Do I have to weigh myself? I've been at this office for 4 times this past month. Really? Just look at last week's chart. Like,
so I've done that. I'm like, I refuse to get on that scale. I'm not doing it.
So there's a lot that, you know, everyday life.
Right.
So that's part of it too. It's a part of everyday life and the different things and going through the winter where you have sicknesses in your family and, you know, you put yourself aside.
Right.
And then, you know, having to cancel doctor's appointments and then, you know, rebooking them because you want to have your wellness visit and stay on top of your health. And so it's quite a bit of information. Mm-hmm. And again, I share it in a very, you know, one bite at a time.
Right.
It's very easy to digest.
Yes, it is. It's a fun, it's fun and it's interesting. And it's something that all of us, especially women in our age group, go through.
Yeah.
You know, most of us.
We're all
most
questioning.
Yes.
Everybody's, you know, sick of, you know, I got to a point where I couldn't wear pants. Like all I wore was skirts.
Yeah.
And I couldn't fit into pants and I had to wear things that covered my butt, you know, and there's a lot of funny different things I talk about in the book about the life and daily life of Nicole's Closet.
Right.
And how it was becoming, you know, a place of worship where I would go in there and cry. Because, you know, I was so sick of, you know, all of the different things that didn't fit anymore. But I think we do have to go to break. Yes, we got to go to break. All right. So we have one more segment. So hopefully you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. And since 2013, you've heard me interview hundreds of business women who share their milestones and successes. Well, I have created a great motivational tool for anyone in business. I call them reflections cards. These cards can help you on your journey from overcoming limiting beliefs to achieving a new powerful mindset. And honestly, people are telling me they're a lot of fun. Contact me through powerfulwomenrevealed.com. Order your reflections cards today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Being part of a community is everything. At Road to Responsibilities, Express Yourself Community Connections, we provide inclusive opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to sell their artwork alongside members of the community. Our classes and events encourage authentic self-discovery through artistic collage and conversation. Every human being craves meaning and purpose in their lives, At Express Yourself Community Connections, you'll discover individual expression and meaningful, inclusive social connection. Please visit roadtoresponsibility.org today.
You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And can I just talk about that song real quick?
Yes.
Okay, before you ask your next question. So she talks about, I'm going to take it slow in those last few lyrics, and without you. So without you being the diet, I'm going to take it slow without you, and I'm going to put my body first.
Nice.
And that song, I'm like, oh my God, that is what I'm doing in the book. So the book is a journal, a journey, a diet, a biography, a confession, an experiment. It's all of those things rolled in one. And if you, I want to put pages in between the chapters so that people can take notes. But if you read it, and it reads like almost like a novel. No, maybe.
Yeah. I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
And I really, the intention is, you know, my intention is always to support women, but support myself first and then share that insight with other women, right? That's what I do at the meetings. That's what I try to do here. And that's what the book is. I'm supporting myself first. I'm guinea pigging myself first and then sharing the insight that I've learned. And anyway, so I'm very proud of it and I'm really excited. All right, what's your next question?
Okay. What are you going to do once you have your very first book in your hands?
My book baby.
Your book baby.
So once it's in my hands, like I feel like I breathe anyway.
I hope
On a daily basis.
I feel like hopefully every moment.
As my brother would say, it's so repetitious. In and out. So I feel like I'll be able to breathe. And I feel like I will be so darn excited to share it with everyone. I'm going to hit up bookstores and libraries and just go everywhere I can and continue with our meetings and continue doing the radio show. But in all of my other free time, because I'll have a lot of it once I stop writing.
Once you stop writing.
And just really go out and share the wisdom that I've learned and educated myself on. And I just feel like it's, you know, sometimes in the world, you know, we go, and create. And then you have to sort of just strip it down and start from scratch. You know?
Yeah.
You don't know what I mean?
No. I was thinking, I thought you were going to say, and then you just have to sit back and enjoy what you've done.
No. I mean like the world of creating diets, creating diets, backdated to the, you know, the grapefruit diet
right.
and Slim Fast and all that other stuff. Because I did that when I was in my 20s.
Right.
And I feel like the world of dieting, you know, they're fine-tuning and fine-tuning and fine-tuning and create, 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 create. all these amazing diets that are not really helping everybody.
No.
You have to strip all that back and start from scratch. Okay, yeah. Back to basics. I just want to feed myself love. That's right. Number one on mm-hmm. my diet. And then number two is, you know, lower my sodium.
Right.
Like, it made sense. Like, I went to the doctor and I'm like, oh, here's something I have to do.
Right.
It's not some beautiful secret diet for, you know, a tight, you know, ass. I think I can say ass, right? It's not that right. kind of a thing. It's, oh my God, my heart depends on me to lower my sodium. And so that was, it made sense to make that number two. Hmm. So what's another question you want to ask?
So I know that you dance.
Yes.
So tell us more about exercising. Like, what do you do besides
food? I didn't exercise in the beginning.
Yes.
In the beginning, right. The exercise word was a four-letter word for me.
Yeah.
And it's eight letters.
That's and it's two four-letter words.
And it's, and it's positive. Exercise is positive. And you've heard me say when I speak, oh, I got that luncheon coming up on May 23rd. I'm going to post that on my website. So if you want to come to the luncheon and hear me talk about the book, we have to wrap it up. Oh my God, we are out of time.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I can't believe
it. What happened?
It. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm like, why is the music starting? Oh my God. All right. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate the opportunity. And thank you for being here with me.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
And I hope you'll tune in next week after the news at noon. Remember, knowledge is power.
Yes.